It's just a simple, blessed kitchen that holds my memories and my stories written like Braille into that ancient kitchen table that is now covered with that old crochet white tablecloth that Tia Teodora made in 1918 while she was grieving the loss of her three precious babies to the Spanish flu. This time of year, that table is transformed into my ofrenda, altar. I light my veladoras, candles, and watch as this small sacred space unfolds like origami paper and takes me back to June 1968. My dad is sitting at the edge of this table and writing down the names and addresses of the recently young men killed in Vietnam. My mom stands over her old white gas stove making tortillas. With her bolillo in her right hand, she rolls out the masa and with her left expertly flips a perfect tortilla on the comal. They speak in quiet voices while listening to the Spanish station on KABQ. At times, my mama utters little prayers at the mention of the war. Just a few months back, the scene was very similar. They were having breakfast and discussing what to do on Father's Day. It was just a quiet Sunday morning filled with promise until I opened that back door and let that giant tsunami come in, bursting our very quiet, tranquil light. In a matter of seconds, our world was turned upside down. My mama was on the floor screaming and breaking anything close to her. My dad kept asking the officer if his son was okay. A scene I want to erase from my memory forever. I want to remember only how kind and compassionate my parents were, how I would help them pile their offerings of enchiladas, rice, and beans into boxes and cover them with foil. My dad would read off the addresses of grieving families, and I would drive us to homes of strangers. We sat with them for a while, held their sorrow in our hearts, and together we knelt and prayed, honoring the blessed memories of our loved ones.